Okay, we're going to begin with the cast of Sister Act, Community Theater League. Let's start with Phil. First of all, Phil, walk us through the show and, of course, your role.
Sure. I'm the director of Sister Act. The show is based on the 92 movie Sister Act starring Whoopi Goldberg. The plot's a little different. None of the songs are the same. Some audience members have said, well, it was kind of like the show. But it's a lot of fun. It's a love fest to the late 70s in Philadelphia. So the basic plot is that Dolores Van Cartier, an upcoming nightclub singer, has witnessed a murder and has to be put into protective custody. And the best place to put her is in a convent where she doesn't keep quiet. As a singer, she kind of takes the choir under her wing and get a lot of attention. So it's a kind of a zany run through the 70s and a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm the worst at describing the show. You'd think I'd be better.
How easy was it to cast Maya in that role?
Oh, Maya's been perfect. She has just been a dream to work with. She inhabits a lot of things that Whoopi Goldberg does in the movie, but makes everything her own. From the first scene in the nightclub to the last scene, she's just a joy to watch on stage. Her transition from being kind of a wannabe nightclub singer to realizing her place is somewhere else in the world is just a bit of a cry fest sometimes, but it's fantastic to watch.
So when you heard that the show was going to be produced, how easy was it for you to put your name in the hat and then come in for the audition?
Well, it really wasn't a choice. Seth Sponhaus said, you're auditioning no matter what. So that's kind of how I got into the role.
Phil just made a mention the fact that even though it's an adaptation from a film, you have to make it your own. How have you done that?
Well, I'm not a person who is really flamboyant or very loud a lot of the time. So just becoming a person who is completely different from myself, it's been a joy to do that, because what other instance do you get to be someone else than theater? So
what did you do in research for the role once you knew you were going to be that person, and then preparation for the role?
I watched a bunch of different productions on YouTube, and I watched the Broadway production as well. So
how much fun has the show been, and then getting to be able to put it on the stage?
So much fun. I've worked with so many talented individuals. I'm just so lucky to be in an area where people come from outside the area to perform at the theater. So I've just been very blessed to have this opportunity.
And the cast, from what I'm reading about and reading up on, is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yes. Love it.
Maria, thanks so much for taking the time. Walk us through the role that you're playing in Sister Act.
I am playing the role of Sister Mary Patrick, which a lot of people might remember from the movie as the bubbly, effervescent, always overflowing nun. And she's really been a lot of fun to play for me, because I've been able to bring some of my own personality into the role, because I like to think I'm a fun and happy kind of gal in my real life. So being able to infuse myself with what people know and are familiar with of Sister Mary Patrick has been a blast.
You mentioned seeing that in film and in the other productions, and then how'd you make it your own?
Really, what I've done to make it my own is I picked a few adjectives that I liked that described Sister Mary Patrick, and then I thought about those specific adjectives and how I use those in real life. And so I kept rooted in Sister Mary Patrick, but also made it really me.
So now we're joined by Mickey. Walk us through your role in Sister Act.
I am playing Mother Superior. I'm the straight man of the entire play. I'm the one who doesn't get Dolores. Mary Patrick, lots of energy. So I'm the mother hen. I'm very protective of my sisters. And Dolores rocks everything.
What is it like playing a character that has to have that steady hand, and not that you're taking the energy of the air out of the room, but kind of a little bit, that's kind of the role that you're playing in the show?
It's really fun, because they give me lots of opportunities to... Mother Superior has a little bit of sarcasm, which is really fun to throw into the part. So hopefully, I don't know, other people have to tell me whether I'm keeping it moving or not, but they're very easy to play off of. Like, Mary Patrick at one point has tears in her eyes, and I'm like, I'm sorry. So it's fun. And Maya as Dolores, it's really fun to play against opposite her.
What's this like, and we've asked everybody this, what's this like to take such a very well-known character in film, in theater, and then adapt it and make it your own?
It's challenging because I loved the movie and I'm a Maggie Smith fan, so it's really hard. I channel her a little bit, but I try not to be her. And one of my musical theater idols also plays this part, Victoria Clark, and it's like, oh. So, but I try to make it my own. Hopefully I did.
So now we're joined by Andrew. Tell us about the part you're playing in Sister Act.
I play Eddie Souther. Lieutenant Eddie Souther, he's the police officer that puts Dolores in witness protection. He's commonly known by everyone as Sweaty Eddie because, of course, as the name dictates, he's a very sweaty person. And, he actually knows Dolores back when she was known as Doris Carter. He actually had a crush on her in high school, and because of putting her in witness protection and trying to protect her, the relationship blossoms from one person having a crush to mutual attraction.
So now what's this like playing that role that is very well known? We'll get into the physical nature of the character here in a moment and how you've mimicked that or duplicated that, but what's it like playing a well-known character like this?
Well, he's a lot different than the character in the movie. I mean, the character in the movie is depicted as basically a very confident police officer who's definitely knows what he's doing and how to do his job. And Eddie in the musical, I find myself thinking, oh, Eddie, every single time he tries something. Because, for example, there's a part in the show where he doesn't have a gun. And then later in the show, it is explained why he doesn't have a gun. But he says to Dolores, guns make me nervous. And I try to depict Eddie as someone who doesn't quite have the confidence he needs, but he wants to be that guy.
So there's a physical element, obviously, with the depiction of the character. How have you embraced that particular part of the role?
Oh, well, I mean, I naturally am a sweaty person, so it just kind of happens, honestly. But there's a couple of slapstick comedy parts that we added, kind of going back to what I said before, that Eddie is kind of clumsy, kind of klutzy, and tries to be smooth, and when he tries to be smooth, he ends up falling literally on his butt. Yeah.
So it should be a great, funny, enjoyable, family-friendly show.
Yeah, definitely.